Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Dear Father, we draw nigh unto thee once again through the merits of thy loving Son. Indeed, thankful for this rich day of fellowship and blessings that you have so bountifully provided on our behalf, especially from the truth and the knowledge obtained therein. We thank thee that we have been richly filled from thy storehouse, and we appreciate it dearly. We thank thee now for the evening hours and the quietness of this place, and the opportunity that you have given to us to raise our voices in song and praise unto thee as we partake of another opportunity to bring honor and glory to thee and thy dear Son. Bless this meeting to its to that edification and to our upbuilding of one another. Continue with us in the remaining sessions of this day and our fellowship with one another. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
We now come to our Vesper service, brethren. And many of us have anticipated this for a long time now. With joy and great anticipation in our hearts, this is personally one of my favorite meetings, the Vesper meeting, because it's a meeting where we could sing joyful praises unto our Heavenly Father. And we'd like to turn our meeting over to Brother Tim Cooper, who will lead us for the next 45 minutes in this service. Brother Tim?
If you've never had to prepare a Vesper service from about 2,000 miles away, I hope you have the opportunity someday. The hard part, yeah, out completely, that's fine. I can talk better in the dark. Is getting the various musicians together. You'll notice that the program today didn't have a lot of spare time. And we were running over to eat and running back, and we were just having a good time. So my heart always goes out to the singers and the musicians because they like to practice. They like to present things as best they can. And we don't give them that chance. We say, practice it once or twice. It sounds terrific. You're on second on the program. That's about how it goes. So I want to thank the singers who will sing tonight and the musicians who will play for their cooperation. If we'd had more time, we would have included more people. But there are always those constraints. Because of time, I will also have some taped music from previous conventions that I'll use while we're showing some of the slides. I hope to stimulate you visually and also through singing in your hearts and minds, all spiritually. So we're going to present five or six songs. Again, some will be taped. One of them you'll all sing as a congregation, and then we'll have a couple special numbers by our group. The slides, we'll start off with some music and slides of Israel. Our first song will be about Jerusalem, and we will show you slides of Jerusalem. And then secondly, when our group comes up to sing a short number from Handel's Messiah, the number is, "He shall feed his flock." And we will show you slides at that time from the area around the Sea of Galilee. And in that group, you will see a beautiful flock of sheep. And in the distance, you'll see the Sea of Galilee. And as the group is singing about our Lord, I think you'll enjoy it very much. Our third song, we will sing together the Old Rugged Cross. And for slides, The words will be projected on the screen. And for slides, I've taken pictures from classical artists of our Lord's life. So you'll see those go by as we sing together three verses of The Old Rugged Cross. Then the next two numbers will have taped music background, and I'll show you a few slides of some of the brethren, some of whom are here, some of whom wish they were here to see what kind of picture we're going to show of them. And then we'll ask our group to come back up, and they will sing for us, The Lord is My Shepherd. And we will show you some appropriate slides there. So that's our program. We just heard a talk on the portrait of a perfect man. And I was thinking that we pretty much have had a perfect day. We've had a portrait of a perfect day. We've had some lessons that have stirred up our minds doctrinally. And we've had lessons that have touched our hearts. So you've worked hard in paying attention. And now we tell you to just sit back, enjoy the visuals, enjoy the music, and let it spiritually uplift you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, that, I'm not sure how that got in there. Again, we appreciate the musicians and their beautiful music. I'm not sure what else is left in this reel. There's something here, but it doesn't want to show. Maybe it's punishment. Oh, that looks like Oregon again. Yes, huh? Yeah, that's the looks like the Bible Students Retirement Center. Yes, that's in Gresham. Now, if you didn't recognize it, that means you haven't been out to visit us. Some of the units at the center. I know some of you here helped paint and build those. I was tempted to say there's a pot of gold at the end of that rainbow, but I know Brother Nakora would, that last talk, that wouldn't fit. So there's, anyway, this shows that there's sunshine when it rains in Oregon. Well, we hope that you enjoyed the music and the slides, and I know that you had a very profitable day, and may the Lord add his blessings.
In songs, brethren, in hymns, praising our Heavenly Father. When we think of the billions and billions of people on this planet Earth and the privilege that we have of knowing that to have a Vesper service like this, that our Heavenly Father hears our praises, and the privilege that we have as brethren to call Him Father, and this meeting, how we can joy together, how we can cry together, how we can sing together, and how we can praise our Heavenly Father together. Our hearts should burn with praise, brethren. We think of the hymn that we're going to close with, hymn number 324, Cause of Gratitude. When all thy mercies, O my God, my rising soul surveys, transported with the view I'm lost in wonder, love, and praise. We'd like to sing all verses. We'd like to rise on the last verse and ask Brother George Tibberdor to read the songs in the night, and then have Brother Tim close with prayer. We'd like to remain seated for some short announcements. Thank you.
songs in the night for June the 10th. If any man will do his will, he shall know the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. From John 7:17. We believe that without a love for truth, none will be favored with the light of present truth. More than this, we hold that if sincere love for truth, honesty of thought and deed, be yielded, sacrificed to pride, ambition, vainglory, or any other thing, the result will be the loss of present truth. Let us ever keep in memory our Lord's message through the apostle that now, in the end of this age, he will send strong delusion that all may believe a lie that who have pleasure in untruth, who receive not the truth and the love of it. Let us guard our consciences, realizing that their perversion would surely work our injury, our alienation from the Lord, and our rejection from his service now and hereafter. The verse again, John 7:17, if any man will do his will, he shall know the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself.
Thank you, Brother George. In about a half an hour, we're going to have a fireside fellowship, which means we will have logs burning over an open fire. We will have guitar playing and hymn singing, and how we can continue our service in glorifying our Heavenly Father. For don't we read in Psalms 19 that the heavens declare the glory of God and the firmament his handiwork? And we'll probably have a clear night tonight to view the wonderful creation in the heavens of our Heavenly Father. We'd like to rise. I'd like to ask Brother Tim to close our meeting with prayer and ask the Lord's blessing on the remainder of the night.
Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you, dear Father, for your manifold blessings in our behalf. We're most grateful for the gift of your Son, for the hope of the high calling. We thank you, dear Father, for the blessings of this day. We thank you for the lessons presented to us. We thank you for the fellowship we have enjoyed. We thank you for the hospitality and the love that has been shown to us by our host, Ecclesia. We thank you for our brother who symbolized his consecration this day. We thank you for the privilege of being together, so peaceful and so quiet, away from the world. We are mindful of our brethren scattered throughout the world that are not as fortunate as we are. We pray always that your kingdom would soon come. We ask you, Father, to be with us this evening, be with our further conversation. Bless our hearts and minds that through all the blessings of this day, we might apply them to our daily lives and not just be hearers only, but be doers of the word. We thank you and pray for your continuing presence with us. In Jesus' name, amen.